you start by stating your full name for me, please?
John A. Britton.
Great. And where did you originate?
Halifax.
Yeah. And what was your date of birth?
March the 25th, 1917.
Okay. So you attended St. Mary's High School, did you?
The high school department, mm-hmm. Yes.
What years was that?
September 31 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
A total of three years.
See? So what was the school like when you were there? It was under the Irish Christian Brothers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Irish Christian Brothers.
What were the classes like?
In what way now?
What did you have to take? I was just
in the high school department, and we took Latin, you know, just about everything that was going that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Latin. And was the workload difficult or heavy?
Not too bad, I guess. Yeah, not too bad. I was 2 years in grade 10, but it was my own fault. It wasn't I just wasn't attentive enough, I guess. Put enough time, you know, on the studies. Yeah.
What were the Irish Christian Brothers like as educators?
Well, very good. We found them good, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were they strict? What was the discipline?
Oh, fairly strict. Yes, they were. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fairly strict. I got along good with them, though. I didn't have any problems. Yeah.
What were the rules of the school and behavior?
Well, I guess normal rules, I guess. I don't know anything out of the ordinary.
Well, it's probably a lot different than today.
I would think, yeah, there was no problems then like there is today, you know, in the schools. No.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went smooth, you know.
Yeah. You can't remember any times that a difficulty arose, or?
With me?
Or that you remember?
No, I don't remember any time.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What were the recreational activities that went on at the school?
Oh, they had a hockey rink there,
mm-hmm.
And they had hockey in the wintertime, and they had a handball court, which even today there's not too many of them around. You know, they mm-hmm. had out on the campus there. They had a big handball court. It was like, have you heard of the game?
Yeah.
Hard Indian rubber ball, and you hit it up against the wall, and so on and so forth. Then they had football and a bit of baseball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I guess that was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have their track and field once every year in the good weather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me see. So, about your fellow students, how many students were at St. Mary's? It was a college and a high school at the time, right?
Yeah, college and a high school. Now that's, there would be, can you turn that off for a minute, or would I?
Sure. So, a couple of hundred, and what were their family backgrounds, and generally, your fellow students?
Family background. Well, I guess what you're driving at is, I was, better turn that off. Well, you had to pay tuition fees at St. Mary's at that time. Of course, the other schools, there was no tuition fees. And I was there on a scholarship, 3-year scholarship. And I was from a poor family. But the other people, they always gave me the impression that their parents were well-to-do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well-to-do. Well, at least my father wasn't working. He was unemployed. But the other people, you know, their parents were at least working, you know.
That was the time of the Depression.
Yes, that's right. 1931, like was the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were there many scholarships offered?
There's two from Alexander McKay. That was the school I went to, the common school. There was two from there. Now the others, I don't know. No. There would be some others, too, yeah.
So you had to compete for those scholarships? Were they given out on marks?
Yeah, pretty well on marks. But I won a watch in common school presented by Father McQuillan, and I think it came from our parish, the scholarship. I think they were kind of figuring I was going to be a priest.
Oh, I see.
I think that's what was behind it. Of course, I did well in school. I won the watch this year, grade 8, before I went to St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, let me see. Was the school completely Catholic when you were there?
I would say pretty much so, but there were some other denominations sprinkled in there. Yeah.
And what role did religion play in your day school?
There was a chapel there. They had a chapel. And we'd spend a certain amount of time in the chapel each day, if I remember correctly. It would just be probably for prayers, you know, something like that. Yeah. And, of course, they had boarders there. You know, there were some people that lived at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know where it was located?
Windsor Street?
Windsor and Quinpa Road, mm-hmm. Yeah. It took in where the Intention Home is now, right down to Quinpa Road. It took in a big area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So would you have any type of prayers, like during the day, in beginning of class or kind of thing?
I'm not sure of that. I kind of think the prayers might have been in the chapel.
Yeah.
Yeah, each morning. Well, I couldn't be too sure of that. It's quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else do we have here? Were there any type of school societies or organizations at the time?
No, I don't think so. Except the college ones, you know, they had their organizations, but not the high school.
Not the high school?
No.
Mm-hmm. You said there were some students who lived in residence.
Mm-hmm.
What were the geographic origins of the students? Were most of them from Halifax, or did they?
No, there was, I can remember, a couple from the West Indies. Now, they would be living in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some from Cape Breton and some from Prince Edward Island. Yeah, they would be living in. And probably some from, you know, the general maritime area.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think we had one in our grade from Newfoundland. So these people, you know. The college had quite a reputation, you know,
yeah,
being a good good place for education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you went there for grade 9?
9 and 10. I was 2 years and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Things were tough at home, and I wanted to get out and work, you know.
Yeah.
So after I graded the second year in 10, I went to St. Pat's High School for a short time, grade 11. But then I dropped out of school,
mm-hmm,
and got a job, you know.
Let me see. Do you have any memorable experiences that stand out in your mind when you look back at your years at St. Mary?
No.
Or any personalities of the brothers or anyone that you remember in particular?
Well, I remember Brother Roth. He was a great fellow for telling jokes, you know.
Right.
He'd be laughing at his own jokes, and before he was halfway through, he'd be just, you know, you might say rolling with, And some of them were from Newfoundland, and some of them were from the States, you know, the brothers,
mm-hmm,
yeah. And then they had some lay teachers there, too.
Oh, really?
Professors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brother Cornelius was the had one at the time.
Well, I think that's about all I wanted to cover.
Oh, good.
Good.
Didn't take long.
Unless you can think of anything you'd like to add.
No. There's a lot of them gone now. Of course, that's par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
How'd you like St. Mary's?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
It